Good morning. Please take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. We'll be taking that as our scripture reading this morning. For every Christian that is here this morning, every redeemed person in the room, we have an obligation before the Lord to respond in a particular way to the steadfast love that He has shown us. And this right response to God's steadfast love, it culminates in an outward testimony and a spoken word of proclamation concerning God's wondrous works in our lives. And in Psalm 107, the psalmist is calling us to this. He's calling the redeemed people of God to respond in a particular way to God's steadfast love. And I would say specifically to those of us who are not recipients of God's general grace, but of His special saving grace. We have an obligation to respond to that grace in a particular way. Look with me, starting at verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble. The redeemed of the Lord. Again, those of us who have experienced God's saving grace in Christ, we are to say so. We are to declare with the psalmist that the Lord is good. We are to proclaim that His steadfast love does indeed endure forever. But this verbal testimony of God's goodness is really the third of three progressive steps that the redeemed of the Lord are to follow if we are to respond rightly to His steadfast love. And before we read this psalm, I'd like to set those three steps before you, the three actions that we are to take if we are to respond rightly to God's redeeming and steadfast love. Firstly, we must consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Look with me at verse 43. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. And the psalmist tells us to attend to these things and to consider the steadfast love of the Lord. And these things that the psalmist is referring to here are the preceding verses in this psalm. And to stir up God's people to a right response to His steadfast love, the psalmist gives, amongst other proofs, four different examples of God delivering His people from trouble. Now, we don't have time to look at each of these deliverance scenarios as they kind of present themselves in detail, but they all follow the same basic pattern. And the pattern is this: there's a particular trouble that is described. Those who are in trouble call out to the Lord for rescue. The Lord responds, and finally, the manner of God's deliverance is described. Let's look at verse 4 as an example. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. How? He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. So trouble is experienced, God is called upon for rescue, and God responds with a particular deliverance. This is the pattern that we see in all four of these accounts. And the psalmist is using these accounts as kindling, as tinder, to help our minds and our hearts become set on how God's goodness has been expressed in our own lives, to help us consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Which leads to the second action that we must take if we are to respond rightly to God's steadfast love. Once we have considered it, we then must thank Him for it. And we find this right response of thankfulness built into the pattern of each of these four redemption scenarios that are given to us in the psalm. Trouble is experienced, God is called upon for rescue, God responds with a particular deliverance, and the psalmist then declares each time that the redeemed are to give thanks to the Lord. Look with me again to verse 6. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. And as you read this psalm, this repeated pattern of thankfulness just jumps off the page at you. Verse 8, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. Verse 15, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. Verse 21, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. Verse 31, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. So saints, we are to consider, we are to think upon, we are to contemplate the outworking of God's steadfast love in our lives, but we're not to stop there. We must also give thanks to him for this steadfast love, for redeeming us from trouble. It's not enough to simply recognize that God has redeemed us. We must express thanks to him for that redemption. Again, verse 1, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Well, this leads to the third action that we must take if we are to respond rightly to God's steadfast love. Once we have considered it, once we have thanked him for it, we then must testify of it. Look again to verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble. The redeemed of the Lord are to say so. We are to tell verbally of our experience of God's steadfast love and redemption. And one of the ways that the redeemed of God are to tell of his steadfast love is in songs of joy. Look to verse 22. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy. When God's people gather together and lift up our voices in unison to him to tell of his mighty works, we are testifying of his steadfast love. And in this context of the gathered assembly, the psalmist gives further exhortation to the public testimony of God's redeeming work. Look to verse 32. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. The Lord has commanded the public testimony of the redeemed. It's a debt that we owe to him. We owe God this public testimony. And as I was preparing this, I was reminded of Pastor Jerry's exhortation to us several weeks ago from Romans chapter 12. And when I consider for a moment, pause and contemplate and consider what God has done for me in Christ, the least that I can give him is everything. My entire person belongs to him. That is my debt to God. That is your debt to God. And when we consider it that way, it's not just our verbal testimony that we owe him in the public assembly. We really owe him our entire lives. Our entire lives should be a testimony of this steadfast love. So we who are redeemed, we should say so, and we should say so not only by our words, but by our works and by our worship. We should say so in the congregation, in the assembly, of course, but we should also say so in the presence of our families, in the workplace, in our neighborhoods, indeed before all the world, saints. We should say so. We should testify of God's steadfast love. Look at verse 42. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. Wickedness shuts its mouth. When the redeemed of the Lord see his steadfast love manifested, we are glad. Wickedness shuts its mouth, but we don't. We open our mouths and we testify of God's redeeming love. And I've been convicted all week as I've mulled over this question in my own heart. But I must ask you, when was the last time that you stopped and considered the steadfast love of the Lord? When was the last time you paused and contemplated God's love to you in Christ? Now, it's true that we each have our own story, but if we're honest, it's really the same story, isn't it? We were all once lost. We were all once on the broad road headed towards destruction. We were all once children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But saints, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Consider how many sins that you have committed. Consider how many transgressions the Lord has endured at your hand. And then consider how many times before you came to Christ that you heard the gospel and rejected it. Consider how many times God bid you to come to Christ and find life, but you refused to receive the grace that was freely offered to you. Yet, when the goodness and loving kindness of God your Savior appeared, he saved you. Not because of works done by you in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on you richly through Jesus Christ your Savior, so that being justified by his grace, you might become an heir according to the hope of eternal life. Saints, is this not a truth worthy of your testimony? Is this not a truth that demands you open your lips and tell of God's redeeming grace? It is such a truth. It is. So, saints, consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Give him thanks for his steadfast love. Testify of it. The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In this morning, saints, let us extol him today in the congregation of the people. Let us praise him in the assembly of the elders, and let us tell of his deeds in songs of joy, for he is worthy. Well, if you're able, please stand for the reading of God's word. Psalm 107. Hear the word of God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So he bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man, for he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food and drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord for his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. And then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water, and there he lets the hungry dwell. And they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing, they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock diminish. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes, but he raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad. And all wickedness shuts its mouth. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Amen. May God bless the reading of his holy word. You may be seated.